Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Horrifying picture on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror this morning of a four-month-old girl in Khan Yunis in Gaza, and literally just skin and bone. And the headline on the front end of the Irish Daily Mirror, "This must end now." Taoiseach Micheál Martin said the world is absolutely disgusted by the ongoing Israeli bombing and starvation in Gaza. And we had the news yesterday from the UN, a warning that 14,000 babies will die in the next 48 hours if aid doesn't reach them. And also the news that the EU is reviewing its trade deal with Israel. And the latest this morning, according to the UN humanitarian chief, is that aid still has not been distributed to the people of Gaza. So while the trucks are in, the aid has not been distributed, which is rather frightening indeed. And lots of calls around the world for an end to this slaughter, but it looks like there's no end in sight. It's also the main story on the front of the Irish Times of a young boy standing near the bodies of Palestinians killed in Israeli strikes at a hospital in central Gaza yesterday. It's amazing how desensitized some people come to pictures like this on the front pages or indeed on social media. And the main story on the front of the Irish Times is that pressure is building on Israel to halt its Gaza offensive. International pressure is mounting on Israel to end its offensive in Gaza and to allow in significantly more humanitarian aid. A majority of EU states yesterday backing a proposal to review the EU's trade relations with Israel. And then, of course, with Britain across the water suspending talks with the Israelis on a new trade deal too. Elsewhere on the front of the Irish Times, a man who was arrested on suspicion of the murder of Michael Gaine in Kerry is free to leave the country. And obviously this man was released without charge on Monday. It's believed that this man has an extensive support network in another country where he previously lived. And Garda sources say the murder investigation would be much more difficult if the man went abroad, as he could not be called for questioning if further evidence was gathered. But the man was detained on Sunday and, as we say, released without charge on Monday night. Apparently he's lived much of his life abroad. And if he moved abroad again, he could only be extradited to Ireland if charges against him were approved by the DPP. But this man is free to leave the country and go to another country where it's understood he has a support network, perhaps family members and things like that, in another country abroad. Irish Independent on the front page. This is quite a radical proposal. We have a senior county council manager who has called for a community-led boycott of holiday home owners in order to bring vacant properties back into use. Director of Services at Mayo County Council, Tom Gilligan, emailed the proposal to councillors on Sunday night. However, the local authority has distanced itself from the plan, and the head of the council's housing committee described it as crazy. Not sure what a community boycott of holiday home owners means, but it seems like what it would involve is avoiding businesses or services owned by absentee landlords and just not engaging with holiday home owners and having posters or public campaigns in the community encouraging solidarity. So we'll see how that one goes. It's the main story on the front of the Indo. Also a housing story on the front of the Irish Daily Mail, which is that local authorities have warned that they won't be able to meet housing targets without extra powers to use compulsory purchase orders to acquire land, at which point the lawyers rub their hands together with glee, because when you hear compulsory orders, compulsory purchase orders, you hear a lot of money for the lawyers. Irish Examiner on the front page, cannabis, alcohol and cigarette use among teenagers has dropped dramatically over the last 30 years, and that trend has continued in the past 5 years. So this is a major study of Irish teenage usage of drugs, drink and alcohol, and gambling. Gambling is up, but drugs, cigarettes and alcohol usage is down. There's a lot of detail on the front of the Examiner. You'd be blinded by the statistics, but that's the headline on that particular story. The Irish Sun on the front page, Pushka told brother, I killed woman. Aisling Murphy's murderer, Yusuf Pushka, told his brother that he killed a woman, a court has heard. And that case ongoing for facing misleading Gardaí rap. That's more about that in the front of the Irish Sun. Inside the papers then, inside the Irish Independent, there's a warning never to use emojis in the workplace. Workers should avoid using emojis in correspondence with customers or clients, a recruiter has warned. And this is an Irish recruiter, which is Matrix Recruitment, also advising employers to put policies in place to avoid pitfalls when using emojis. Because apparently emoji use is flat out in businesses, and Matrix Recruitment says workers and employers should exercise caution when using emojis in professional communication and CVs. I find it hard to believe that people are using emojis in CVs, but just suffice to say, it's not appropriate to be using emojis in business or professional communications. 18% of people surveyed said using emojis in the workplace was totally acceptable. It seems like they're blaming Donald Trump and the Signal chat over the bombing in Yemen, where emojis were used. And if it's good enough for the White House, it's good enough for them. But there's a warning, you shouldn't use your emojis or weird things. Like, I've told the story before that this PR woman sent me an email, and instead of going thanks at the end of the email, she said the word hugs to me. And this is someone I'd never met. So don't offer to hug someone and don't send them an emoji. Now, if you're going to Oasis, you're going to spend an awful lot of money. The Mirror has the details that Oasis fans are expected to splash out €909.33 each on going to the reunion gigs. So obviously they're playing Dublin on August 16th and 17th. And aside from the ticket prices, fans are expected to spend €118 on accommodation. Now, where you're getting accommodation in Dublin for €118, I'd love to know, but that's what the research shows. They'll spend €83 on travel and €86 on clothes. Apparently, they'll spend €89 on food and drink and €70 on official merchandise. So in total, each fan will spend about €909, which is more than what the Taylor Swift fans were spending when she did her world tour there recently. And finally, if you're wondering why your fruit is tasting so nice at the moment, well, the Star has the details that the sunny spell is coming to an end, but has already produced the best start to a strawberry harvest in half a century. Irish farmers are hailing a bumper crop thanks to 2 weeks of wall-to-wall sunshine across the country. And the Jimmy Kearns of Kearns Fruit Farm in Enniscorthy said, I hope the rain doesn't stay too long. I've been at this for over 50 years and this has been the best start to a season we've seen in a long time. Strawberries like temperatures of between 15 and 22 degrees, don't we all? And outside of that, any plant does not like it. And our recent temperatures have been absolutely brilliant with the fine weather. We're a week earlier this year with the harvest, so the season going perfect for Irish farmers. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.